The spring of 2011 had been a rough one for Essex County as heavy and unusual rainstorms caused flash flooding that washed out roads and bridges. As Tropical Storm Irene moved up the eastern seaboard on Saturday, August 27th, Town of Jay Supervisor Randy Douglas, who is also chair of the Essex County Board of Supervisors, thought they were prepared for the incoming storm. As the storm intensified, he was in the County Emergency Services Director's office.
And his phone rang, and it was the National Weather Service. And I'm not sure who the guy was on the other end of the phone, and someday I hope to know. Don put him on speakerphone. He said, "Do you happen to know the supervisor in the town of Jay and the supervisor in the town of Blackbrook?" And Don says, "Yeah, one of them's sitting in my office right now." And he said, "Tell him to prepare for the worst flooding in the history of the town of Jay."
Douglas says no one could have been prepared for what happened. Even before the height of the storm, water was flowing over roads, the driving rain and wind bringing trees and power lines down. Nearly 600 homes in the Adirondack County were damaged, the Wells Memorial Library flooded, and the local fire station was demolished by storm waters.
I can't say enough about my town board, my office staff, town, state, county officials, DPW departments, people from all over the country came to help us out. And literally, my staff was sleeping on our floors here, you know, for an hour's worth of sleep. We lost our youth facilities, our water and sewer infrastructure, our senior site. We lost homes. Thank God we didn't lose a life. And we are still recovering.
In the neighboring town of Keene, Supervisor Bill Farabee remembers that he had gone out to check on a pre-existing mudslide and realized Irene was already causing severe damage.
The emotional day was the very next day after the water had receded, and folks were just kind of walking with that, "What the heck has happened to us?" look on their face. What do we do next? And we worked around the clock for weeks, and you know, we turned to our higher-ups to help guide us.
Farabee agrees with Douglas that recovery will take at least 5 years.
We're still about 3 years out to really get things back to where it needs to be. I know that the governor, he has announced, but we haven't got the plan together yet, this community revitalization plan. It'll help us come in and do some more cleanup, and it helps us financially. I mean, that's what we need, is the money to clean up.
Jay Supervisor Randy Douglas is still emotional as he remembers the weeks and months following the storm.
I always considered myself a pretty good leader, but that was trying times. And the hardest part was people coming to you looking for your leadership. And I remember at different times just closing my office door for a 10-minute break and saying, "My God, you can handle this." And it was tough, but I learned a lot about community, people, working together, staff, so dedicated, and I'm proud of where we're at today. We worked so hard to get where we are at today, and we will fully recover.
It's expected that a flood buyout of homes near the Au Sable River will be completed within a few months. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.